Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me in the studio today, Dr. Sherry Denham, Dr. Dave Stoop. We'll have your phone calls, 1-800-229-3000. We're glad you're with us today for New Life.
Thank you for taking my call.
Great to talk to you. I've listened to the program for over a decade.
How are you today?
I'm surviving.
No, well, let me ask you this. Are you having sex with her? Now, that's just not hard to answer. It's either yes
or no.
Well,
I think the answer's obvious.
They simply want you to drop into a system of order which acknowledges who they think they are.
This is a big problem in our church. People get one verse and they make a religion out of it. So you got that passage in Ephesians, and you look at that, and all of a sudden, you're going to be drinking Kool-Aid on an island somewhere because you got one verse theology.
Reflect back her feelings and let her sit with them.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Sherry Denham. Hey there.
Hello.
We are just off of our New Life weekend, our Healing is a Choice weekend, and Women in the Battle weekend. Sherry and I were there, and it was one amazing weekend.
It was.
But rather than us tell you how amazing it was, Sherilyn from Birmingham, Alabama. She was there. Sherilyn, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. What did you think of the weekend?
It was very extremely enlightening and very helpful.
Well, that's good. Did anything happen in your life that will make a difference, do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that all the things that Dr. Sherry talked about in terms of the things that were put in our cheater boxes and things that I didn't realize that I had just pushed and suppressed, just all came out, floodgates opened.
What kind of box was that?
Cheater box is what she talked about. You know, those things that are just buried in the deepest part of our hearts that are, you know, there and buried there until we deal with those things and, you know, just the junk that just kind of, you know, impedes our progress.
And so what do you think is going to be different in your life today
or
tomorrow?
You know, learning to be open, expressing how I feel without being in attack mode, feeling like I can say what I need to say to my spouse without making him feel like I am belittling him or how he feels.
Yeah.
Just being able to honestly communicate in an honest way.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be relieved at that, huh?
I think so.
Let's hope so. Huh?
Sounds like a lot better way to try to talk through a lot of pain, if you can be open and talk through it. And actually, it sounds like, Sherilyn, bring your pain, your hurt, your sadness instead of your anger, and he'll hear you much better that
that's
way.
That's right. Sherilyn, thanks for sharing that. We're really glad you came, and really appreciate you trusting us with your weekend.
Well, I definitely recommend this weekend for any woman who needs to come and be enlightened in that way, because going into it, you just don't know what to expect, but coming out of it, you know why you came.
Oh, amen. Well, thank you, and God bless you, and we'll see you down the road. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Okay, definitely will.
All right. Well, I read all the evaluations on the plane back, and I want to read one to you from a woman named Connie. She said that she was anxious, nervous, expecting God to move in a powerful way. She was craving someone to hear her, to feel this gigantic burden that she was carrying. And she said that the weekend was absolutely freeing. She told her counselor the entire story, and it was the only time she'd ever done so with another human being. She had felt so isolated. And she hadn't even told her marriage counselor, but she left there encouraged, reinforced, and a whole lot of beautiful God-fearing women on her team who had listened to her and shared their pains. And, you know, maybe you're one of these people. You don't have one single person to share something with, and I'm telling you, our weekends are a safe place to do that. And I hope you'll look at the ones coming up. They're amazing. The New Life Weekend. You can get them at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married? The ideal husband? The amazing dad? The great lover? But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to join us on the program today. 1-800-229-3000. If you want things to be different in your life, look at the New Life Weekends coming up. We've got some great ones, and it will change everything. Now, we take calls here, and that's what we do, and talk to people. But I got to, before we do that, I'm going to weigh in on this Chick-fil-A thing where Dan Cathy says that he really believes that marriage is between a man and a woman, and, you know, which is what people believe for several thousands of years. And all of a sudden, people are saying, well, let's don't open restaurants from Chick-fil-A in our town, or let's not go eat at Chick-fil-A because this is the religious belief, or this is what this man has said using his freedom of speech. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the shutdown of freedom of speech in America. That's what people are doing.
Yeah.
To me, it is horrific. You know, Mel Gibson, you may not like Mel Gibson's life and what's going on and his marriages and all that, but refuse to see a Mel Gibson movie because he's got a beaver on his hand and it's a stupid concept of a movie. But if we evaluate the product based on the beliefs of the person delivering the product, then we really are in a mind control, lack of freedom situation. I buy Starbucks coffee all the time. They do not agree with a man and a woman, or the head of Starbucks, a man and a woman being in a marriage. I don't not go to Starbucks because of what they believe. I go to Starbucks because they have the best coffee I think that I can find. And I think
I think Pete's is better, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, Pete's could be better, but I'm just telling you, you really ought to take a look at this, and it's a really sick part of our society that is a way of destroying our freedom of religion and freedom of speech, and it's just too bad.
Well, Steve, the whole political correctness thing is at the root of that, because if you have to talk politically correct, you have now limited freedom of speech, and we don't see that, and this is a part of that, but the bigger issue is our addiction to political correctness.
But isn't it reverse
correctness.
Prejudice?
Yeah. Well, it
you
is.
Really
it
look
is.
At
okay,
it.
And look at this.
Bigotry.
The mayor,
reverse
mayor
bigotry.
Of, the mayor of some city said he called it hate chicken. Well, wait a second. Dan Cathy didn't say he hated people that were of same sex that got married. He didn't use the word. He just said he thought that marriage was for a man and a woman. To call it hate chicken over a guy expressing a religious belief that he has. I'm telling you, if you are in the hate Chick-fil-A camp, you really ought to take a second look at what that really means to our society. It's a problem, and I really support Dan and Chick-fil-A and what he said. He's just telling you what his family's always believed. The people are so, especially Chick-fil-A, they're not open on Sundays. They're so strong in their faith. If you're going to pick on anybody, they would be the least. They've been right out there, right out front with their beliefs and their practices, and it shows in one of, you know, a money-losing practice of not being open on Sunday. So I just had to say something. We're not political around here. I love people that get married of the same sex. I love you. I care about you. I want to talk to you. I want to meet you. I have nothing against you. I just don't agree with that part of your life. I don't hate you. I'm not afraid of you. I just don't think that's God's best. And if that causes you to hate me, I think you ought to look at that. Okay. Here's my Chick-fil-A rant there. Boy. It obviously strikes a chord. I had two gay brothers. One died from AIDS. I've thought about this for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Jane from San Francisco, California. We'll get off of all of this and get back to what we do here, and that is talking to people who have a question. Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm really nervous.
Okay.
We'll get through this. Okay. 2 years ago today, I discovered my husband was having an affair with my best friend.
Oh,
sorry.
So sorry.
You don't have to say. Apologies.
I just. Okay. Anyway, so that's been 2 years ago. They, you know, of course, ended the relationship, and my husband and I had some counseling. The issue is we have 4 kids. Two are married, one's going off to college, and our youngest is 16. They don't know anything about it. She was very involved in my life and in my kids' life. And she has 2 children as well. She was actually one of our employees for quite a while, and her daughter is still employed in our business. So there's still connections, which makes it really strange. But,
she's still employed in your business?
No, the daughter.
No,
the
daughter, her daughter is.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So my question is, I feel like I'm just holding this huge secret, and it's really hard. No one in my family knows, you know, extended family, and I just don't know whether we should tell our kids or not. My husband is very resistant to that. He feels like he doesn't want to risk damaging their relationship. Which I understand, but
have your kids questioned why you cut off that your best friend?
My older son had asked me one time, and I just kind of said, "Well, she betrayed me, and it's really hard to talk about." And he didn't really ask any other questions.
That was a good answer.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. I think, Jane, that it's really your husband's story to tell to them, because it's about his brokenness. But sometimes when we're betrayed and we haven't shared the secret, we feel compelled to want to let it out somewhere so we get some support. Have you done that anywhere?
I have. I have a small group of women, kind of a Bible study I did share with them, and none of them are connected with my family. So I did have, you know, I do have that. And
have you talked to any other women that have had betrayals?
I did go to, I started going to a group at my church, but then again, it was like I felt like I had to sneak out of the house to go to that, because how do I explain where I'm going to my kids? And
but you know, there's a lot of shame attached when we are betrayed and our husband has an affair. You're carrying some shame that isn't yours. It's his.
Yeah.
And you need to get support and help. It's his shame to bear.
And your kids are old enough that if they are bothered or curious and ask you questions, you can answer just like you already did with your oldest son. But I think what Sherry's getting at is the more you act out the shame or live with, you know, in a place of shame by hiding, feeling you've got to hide it all. It's not that you go put it on the front page of the newspaper, although you're talking to a couple million people right now, but they don't know you. So that's helpful. But it's not like you do that, but it's like you had a perfect answer for your son. You know, when you said she betrayed me and I don't want to talk about it right now. And so your kids say, why are you going to that group? It's an issue that happened between your dad and I, and I really don't want to talk about it now. And someday your dad may want to talk to you about it, but it's not You know, you just have a canned answer, but somehow you got to come out of the closet and and deal with your shame. There's no shame for you, because you were the betrayed one, and it's not that you're proud of it, but you don't have to be ashamed of it.
So many women, Jane, are like you. They absorb that shame. And when you go back, and I hope you do, you will find good company there, because they have struggled with shame too. And you can release it in their presence with total acceptance.
Jane, has he done anything to try to make restitution for what he's done?
Well, just going to counseling with me, I guess.
Whoa, wow, oh, that's a major sacrifice right there.
That's a beginning.
Dave, give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, I mean, I think going to counseling is one thing. I think going to a every man's battle to deal with other men who've been through the same thing, going to a support group, going to a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting, going to counseling on his own, getting involved in a small men's Bible study or small men's group.
Good ideas.
There are a lot of things that you could say to him, honey, I'm hurt, I'm wounded, and I'd like to see you do something that says to me you care about that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with saying that, Jane. I'd like to see something that indicates you really care about that.
Because what you're saying to him, you know, is your image more important to you than
me
hurt and the pain that I'm experiencing?
That's true.
So you have the right to do that. I want to underscore what Steve says.
Yeah, and I like to encourage anybody to ask for restitution, and then, you know, don't wait for it to come, because often somebody won't. But at least they know you need it. And the people that we see healing so well are those where the person who offended said, I'm going to make up for this. I'm going to do something that I normally wouldn't do. I'll go out of my way.
Well, I'm going to do whatever I need to do.
Yeah.
To restore your heart.
And in fact, they even ask the person, what would make you feel better? What would make you feel like I've made restitution? And maintaining your image is not on the list of what to do to maintain or to make restitution.
You know what's interesting? It takes quite some time for the betrayer to actually feel empathy towards the one they betrayed.
Right.
Because they don't want to go there. They're already feeling bad about what
they've moved on in their mind.
And they don't want to have to feel the pain of the one that they betrayed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They kind of get stuck in their own pain. But they will not. The one betrayed really won't feel understood until they get to the point that they empathize and really get how it felt.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I'm going to send her a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that will help. Let's go to Nene from Vienna, Virginia. WAVA is the station. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. My question is, I've been having, a prayer session in my house every month, asking for an encounter with God, and it's been a while since we started doing this, and I don't know if God is going to answer that, if he's going to encounter us, or is it because I have a sin in my life? I'm addicted to cigarettes, and I don't know if that's why God is not encountering me, or I know he chooses to touch some people, and if I'm not one of those, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, now you have a group of women come over each month, or women?
Men and women.
Men and women. And you get on your knees and pray for an encounter with God.
Yes, just to encounter us in any way that he wants.
Uh-huh.
And to just change us.
But you know what? You have kind of a persnickety view of God if he's going to not show up because you smoke.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm not giving fully. I'm not giving myself fully to him.
I know, but you're worried that he isn't showing up because you smoke. That sounds like God has a pretty high standard in what he requires just to show up in your life.
Right.
Where did that come from?
I
What did your family look like? What's mom and dad look like?
Well, I didn't know my dad really, and I grew up with my mom.
Oh, got it. So you had a dad that abandoned you.
Yeah.
And maybe somewhere deep inside you believe you're not good enough for God. Not good enough, not okay enough. And that he might have abandoned you too. It's easy to do that. It's easy to connect our view of God to a dad that abandons.
Oh, yeah.
But that is so far from the truth.
Then you put smoking as the reason, and maybe he left because I was a bad girl or something. There's a chain there of patterns.
Nini?
Yes?
Hold on right after this. I'm going to give you an encounter with God, okay? That's what we're going to do right here, an encounter with God.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The next New Life Marriage Weekend is October 19th through the 21st.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, how they manage stress or don't manage it well, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken? And then we're going to redefine the roles of husbands and wives.
And Steve Artiber.
I'm going to start by presenting the five walls that prevent you from doing either of the things that you guys are trying to get people to do.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Artiburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artiburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Sherry Denham. We're talking with Nini. And Nini, are you still there? Okay, now Sherry and Dave, they're going to take you down a road of, hey, you know, God accepts you, he loves you, and that's true. He absolutely does love you, okay?
Okay.
All right. But why are you still smoking?
Because I seem like I can't do it. I get anxious.
Nini?
Really nervous.
Nini? Nini? Nini?
Yes.
Yes, you can. If
I've tried so many times.
Yeah, but have you ever tried taking medication through that process and patches?
Yes, I've tried. Yes.
And a smokeenders group or something like that?
Not a group, but
okay, they have groups. In fact, I used to run the company Smokeenders in my past life. They have groups where people who want to quit smoking come together, and then there are new sources of medication that eliminate the craving. And here's my point. Why not just take care of this problem so you don't have to worry whether or not that is standing in the way of you and God?
I just feel like maybe if he does encounter me, I wouldn't even want to smoke.
Well, now look, Nini, you see, that's saying, God, take my smoking away, and then we'll get to be friends.
Okay.
and we'll get to be close. And maybe God's waiting for you to do what you're waiting for God to do. Now let me give you a scripture that's really convicting to me of the stuff in my life. And it's James 4:17, where it says, "Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it."
Right.
Now, that's God's word. So you just had an encounter with God and his word. And I don't want to let you off the hook, because I know what it's like to smoke, and I know what it's like to not smoke. And I know what kind of freedom you would feel. But here's the thing. You've never surrendered to whatever it takes. You've never become willing to do whatever it takes to stop this.
Okay.
And obviously, whatever you've done isn't enough. But a lot of people have stopped smoking, and even those that smoke 3 packs a day or whatever, you can do this. You just have to figure out what it takes to do it.
And Nene, darling, I don't know if I'm on or not. Nene, I think you have a relationship with cigarettes that do something to bring you to a place of calm inside. Because I don't think you are calm inside. I think you really long to be attached to God, to others, so that you can quiet your heart.
Right.
And cigarettes do that for you. They make you feel attached to something that quiets you. It's just never going to really fulfill that deep, deep ache that was removed early on.
That's right. It's a
relational ache. And no matter whether it's cigarettes, alcohol, I work with a lot of addicts and trauma folks. And, you know, we start working on the attachments and the relationship stuff. And those things eventually lose their power, because they find their anxiety goes down with better attachments. They don't need the pot.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I want to go in a different direction, Nene, because I think...
You get 3 different directions
yeah,
today.
I think both Steve
potpourri.
And Sherry are making it the cigarettes the focus. And I think it's... You're looking for a relationship with God, and you don't feel you deserve it. So I'm going to suggest something to you. And if you do it, I think you'll have an encounter with God. I want you to take Romans 5, verses 6 through 11. Write it down. Romans 5, 6 through 11. I want you to commit to reading it over 3 times each day, slowly, and do this for 30 days.
Hmm.
And then I want you to call me back and tell me how if God met you in that process. That's a very significant passage in Paul's letter, because it talks about how we were helpless.
No, wait, let me read it.
Okay.
When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good.
Yeah, keep going.
But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our relationship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God.
Now, there's 3 words in there that should jump out at you. It says you were utterly helpless, more than 3 words. There's 3 phrases. Utterly helpless, still a sinner, and you were the enemy of God. And when you were like that, God loved you so much, he allowed his Son Jesus to die just for you. So I want you to meditate on that. Read it slowly 3 times. Do it every day for the next 30 days. And then call us back and tell us what happens. And then my point about the smoking is what Sherry was saying. If you get that truth inside of you, I think you'll be able to quit.
Right. So we don't think your smoking is standing in the way of God wanting to love you and be with you. But I think you ought to get rid of that smoking too.
I think Jesus would be sitting down next to her while she's smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Absolutely. No question.
You don't need it.
That's right.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us today on New Life Live. And if you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. In the next hour, we're going to do a show on addiction. If you have an addiction or somebody in your family has an addiction, you want to come join us? We'd love to have you. Love to. So come join us in the next hour at 1-800-229-3000. Right now, I want to talk with Rob from Plano, Texas, KWRD. That's the station. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's going on with you today?
Nothing much. I was listening a little earlier. I tuned in as much as I possibly can, and when I tuned in, I heard you guys talking about the whole Chick-fil-A fiasco, and it got me thinking in how they're doing that thing with JCPenney and with Planned Parenthood. And I recall that the Lord gives us a choice of choosing His will or not choosing His will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a call on my heart to let Christians know that we always have a choice. And
very
instead
true.
Of complaining and instead of complaining and boycotting all of these things, you know, the choices that are given to us by authority of our country, what about praying for these people and guiding them as we are supposed to be guiding people and not condemning people?
Yeah.
And I really think that we get lost in this whole pharisaical religiosity of boycotting things that are certainly in the eyes of the Lord not appropriate. But at the same time, the question I have is there some type of a line of where maybe if we are spending our money at certain things, if we're perpetuating some of these behaviors?
Well, of course, you know, if there was Hitler's coffee shop, I mean, there's a point where you'd say, okay, this guy, he's obviously killing people, all this kind of stuff. But when it's over somebody's belief of what they believe, I mean, should we never, ever go into an Indian restaurant and eat food from India because maybe they're not Christians who run that restaurant? I think Jesus would eat in that restaurant. So what we're saying is here, I hope that you heard this, is that the boycott of Chick-fil-A over a religious belief I think is really, really sad. And so on Wednesday, I think Mike Huckabee called for people to go eat Chick-fil-A. It's Eat Chick-fil-A Day to
nice.
Support them. So I'm going to go get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, which does not have the same philosophy that I do. And then I'm going to go get a sandwich at Chick-fil-A. And I just support freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the practice of religion in this country. And I support Dan Cathy and what he said there, and I hope you do.
You know, if you support freedom of speech, you also then can support Rahm Emanuel's comments because he has the freedom to say that. And
yeah.
The mayor at Boston has the freedom to say that. But I think if people are rational, they realize they're violating the First Amendment because they're criticizing someone else. I think that it's not the church's role to boycott. It may be an individual who chooses to do that just out of their own conviction, fine. But I don't think that's what the church is called to do.
You know, it's like we get caught up in judgments. And you look at the life of Christ, and he sat with tax gatherers, prostitutes, Samaritans.
Right.
I mean, he pressed in to the world instead of staying away. And
I've been blogging on Galatians, and Paul in Galatians, it kind of runs. I'm seeing it all through the Bible, saying that there's like our caller just said, Rob. There's a choice. You can either take the path of the world. Paul calls it the path of Ishmael in one place. He calls it the path of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Or you can take the path of following Jesus, which Paul in Galatians calls that the law of love. And so if we don't follow the law anymore and its demands that, you know, of the law, we now have a new law. That law has been fulfilled. We have a new law, which is
all
the
right.
law of love. And that's the way we're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Living.
Let's go to Tiffany from Richmond, Virginia, WOLC. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question was, I was wondering if I should report my sister to social service.
What's she doing?
It's really hurting me. I love her to death. But my sister has 5 children, and I'm thinking she's pregnant again. She just lost a baby in February, and she's receiving benefits for 5 children, 3 of which I keep, 1 of which my mom keeps, and the father has the other. And she's recently been evicted from her place, and she was staying with me for a while, but I had to ask her to leave because of some things that I didn't agree with. Me as a Christian, and I was wondering if I should call on her.
Well, if you aren't able to step in and help those children to have a healthy place, and I'm not saying that you should, but if what you are doing isn't enough, you absolutely should call. For the sake of those kids.
Well, what's your fear?
Well, it's been going on for a while because her oldest daughter is 12.
But
every year during tax time, she
gets
let
pregnant.
Someone else file the child.
Yes.
And I've been keeping the child since she's been 3. So it's been going on for a while.
All right. Well, listen to Sherry's advice here.
Well, Tiffany, I hear anger, hurt, and resentment that your sister is being irresponsible with her womb. And you are having to be a caretaker for that, you and your mother.
Guys are enablers.
Say more.
Right. Well, you're enabling the problem to continue, and now you're kind of getting to a place where you're saying, enough's enough. I mean, there's fraud in what she's doing, too. But before you report it, I would tell her that, you know, I'm done with this. I'm happy to take care of these kids because they're like mine.
But if you have another child, I will call, and that child may end up out of our family. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
That's right. Hard conversation, but that needs to be said to her.
And then follow through and make the call.
Yeah.
Now, they'll determine whether they're going to follow up on it or not. You're not responsible after that point.
And CPS probably will put it with the child within the family because they want to do that. But it's going to scare her. It's going to be somebody else intervening.
Some accountability.
Yeah, and classes and all that. I think it's a great idea, Tiffany.
Okay, I'm glad that you called. It's tough because you also don't want someone to be so afraid that they get an abortion.
That's true.
So
that's
you gotta
true.
But it's
but her motive is money.
Yeah,
Steve.
Okay. Well, that's what she's saying here.
It's a tough call because once you get to Child Protective Services, you know it's kind of out of the family's hand, and they can do kind of what they want, and you know, so there's tough. But in this case, it needs to be done.
CPS generally wants to keep the child with the
family.
They do. They're pro family.
Better than doing nothing and allowing it to continue to happen. Let's go to Kathy from San Francisco. She listens online. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for us today?
My question is, I live with my mother.
How long have you lived with her?
It's been about a year.
Okay.
And I'm currently working on my recovery. And unfortunately, living with her triggers a lot of my issues.
Oh, my, yes.
Okay.
Her lack of emotional attachment has, you know, caused a lot of my issues. And I was just wondering, how do I live with that? You know, in the meantime, I have to live with her for a little while more.
Yeah.
And so well, how do I...
You know, Kathy, that may be a good thing for your recovery in that it's certainly bringing up issues. You just said that. And then to bring those issues to your sponsor, to your group, you know, and to just know that you have a place you can talk about it. And then after the meetings, there's going to be people who support you in that process. That's important.
What's the trigger? Are you feeling hurt in her pulling away, her abandonment emotionally?
Yeah, absolutely. She carries a lot of anger. So she's always angry.
Do you respond to her in anger?
I just run away from her. I hide in my room. I just get out of the house.
Yeah.
I don't talk to her. I just hide from her. And
is that what you did as a little girl growing up, is you ran?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because in trauma, people fight, flight, or freeze. And so you're doing the flight. You're running away. Your recovery group can help you fight, which means stand up and say, this is not okay. And that's what Dave was alluding to earlier, is it may be that having their support will help you learn how to stand up and say, this is not okay, Mom.
Just to say, Mom, your anger right now, that doesn't work for me in this house. We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
It needs to change.
Yeah, you may need a counselor to help get at the deeper roots, but I'd start with your recovery group.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it goes into the little girl fear and you just run.
Right. Yeah. Glad you called, Kathy. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
Hi there. This is Mike Nason. I'm the newest addition to the New Life team. You know, I have worked with ministries for the past 40 years, and I have to tell you, I never dreamed one ministry could offer so much help and hope until I came to work for New Life. One of the first things I did, Steve got me into one of those groups at a New Life weekend, and you know what? It changed me forever, and it changed the guys in my group. You know, today we still talk every Saturday morning on the phone after a year and a half, and then Steve had me to go up and see an everyman's battle, and I got to tell you, the changes in those men were dramatic and lasting. So would you come alongside of me and do what I do and support this great, life-changing, great work for God's kingdom? All you have to do is call right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or that's 639-5433, or go online at newlife.com and make that donation today.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The next New Life Marriage Weekend is October 19th through the 21st.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, how they manage stress or don't manage it well, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stu.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken? And then we're going to redefine the roles of husbands and wives.
And Steve Artiber.
I'm going to start by presenting the five walls that prevent you from doing either of the things that you guys are trying to get people to do.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Leandra from Yucaipa, California. Hi, Leandra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on with you today?
Well, I just got back last night from the Women in the Battle Conference out in Washington, D.C.
Wonderful.
And it was an amazing experience, and I'd love to share a little bit about what God did in my heart that weekend and hopefully give some hope to some other people who might be going through a similar thing.
Yeah, what did God do?
Well, I went out because my husband just got back from the Everyman's Battle Conference in May, and just our story in a really brief nutshell, he was exposed to pornography at 5 years old, and of course, from then, just experiences in adolescence up through when we got married, pornography and masturbation had already been set as a pattern in his life. When we got married, right before he got married, he confessed that to me, and his belief was that when we got married, all of that would go away, and it did not. And so for the first 10 years of our marriage, he would confess to me when he'd have failures. Every couple years, he would share, I'm still struggling. And I would cry a day. I would assume it was all about me. And then we didn't do anything about it. We didn't know there were any tools that could help us. We
right.
just said, let's just move forward. And I was left believing that I'm undesirable, that I would just sweep those feelings under the rug because they were too painful.
Okay, so he went to Every Man's Battle, finally.
Yes, he... In 2001, he decided that he didn't want pornography a part of his life. So for 11 years, we've been married 22. The last 11 years, I thought he's been walking in integrity until February. He told me that has not been the case. So I've been living in this life. So Every Man's Battle he went to came back and fully disclosed, and that's the reality that pornography and masturbation has been a part of my 21-year-and-a-half marriage.
Mm.
And so
wow.
it's been devastating. So... he convinced me to go to Women in the Battle, and I didn't want to go mainly because I'm terrified of flying. I do not like to fly. So on the plane, I was in Scripture, and what my experience the last 5 months since disclosure is I feel like God has just abandoned me. In my time of needing God, I have not felt him near, and I've been distraught by that. And where are you, God, in this? So on the plane, I read a verse in the Bible that I've never read in my life, and it's Isaiah 54, and I'll just read part of it. For the Maker is my husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Lord will call me back as if I were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says my God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. And so this conference I went Friday night just feeling like God was not there and where are you, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting is one event happened, I found out from the other women, and this sounds very insignificant, but it was the most significant thing of the weekend for me. I found out that most of the women at the hotel got a discount for staying there, $99 a night. I had to pay $270 a night, and I went back to my room feeling mad about that and angry. God, why didn't I know about this discount? I'm kind of a coupon girl, so it was really upsetting to me
that
I had to pay that much. And for the first time in 5 months, I heard the Lord's voice again, and he told me, Leandra, you are worth $270 a night.
Wow.
I orchestrated this way. This was not a mistake. You're worth it. And he goes, I knew I could get you mad about money. And what you really need to be mad at is the reality of what your life is. You need to have righteous anger and you need to grieve. And I learned this weekend that you can't heal from what you haven't. What you don't feel. So I have permission after this weekend to really be angry, not sin in my anger, but
mm-hmm.
to feel and be angry. And now I know my husband and I can move forward in healing because I'm going to let myself feel it this time.
Wow.
So great.
Fabulous.
How's he doing now?
He's doing great. Every man's battle truly does change a man's life. He is working on his 12 steps, so he is literally living out the step that he's powerless over his addiction and his life has become unmanageable. So honestly, he's kind of in some hopelessness right now, but I see that God has him there so he can realize he needs God. He can't white-knuckle this. He has not wanted pornography to be a part of his life. He has struggled and battled it but didn't have the tools to be successful until now.
Now, just kind of, this could be a little redundant, but that weekend is going to help you with him how?
It's going to help me not protect him from seeing my pain. Okay. I minimized it the first 10 years.
Right.
It didn't let him see the consequences of his behavior. I thought if he saw my pain, it wasn't even in touch with my pain, but what I've been doing the last 5 months is when I show him where I'm hurt, he spirals down into hopelessness, so I retract and I don't share anymore.
Yeah,
but he
right.
has to see my pain. That's a consequence of his choices, okay. and I can't All protect right. him from that.
All right, so we've got other Women in the Battle conferences coming up. What do you say to someone who's been covering their pain, who hasn't really been dealing with the reality of their
I'll
life?
I'll say what Sherry said. You cannot heal from what you don't feel. You have to let yourself feel it, and you can't minimize it, and you have to let yourself go through it. You know, you can't go around pain. You have to go through it, and it's awful, and we've had some really rough days, but it's worth going through it.
Yep. All right. God bless you, Leandra. I hope things continue to go well. I'm so glad that you came. New Life is a ministry that does this radio show. And I was listening to a couple talk about they didn't know I was with New Life. That you hear somebody get advice and you kind of apply it to yourself. And that's what we're about. We're also about over 900 counselors around the country in our network. But the thing that we do that has the biggest impact on a person's life are these New Life weekends, and we're halfway through the year. We've got more coming. Please check into a New Life weekend if you are struggling in some area of your life. We want to help you. It can make all the difference in the world. Women in the Battle, Lose It for Life, Healing is a Choice, the Marriage Weekend, Every Man's Battle. All of that is available at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, the phone number to join us on the program, if you have an addiction problem, we're going to tape a program about addiction right after this. And that number is 1-800-229-3000. So come and join us for a special program on addiction if you are listening. Call us, 1-800-229-3000. You have the addiction problem, somebody in your family has an addiction problem. We have treatment centers for addiction, so that's why we're doing the program. We really want to help you. And you know, like that little verse that I read out of James 4, it is a sin to know that what you're doing is wrong and then to continue to do it, to not change. And one of the things that we teach at our weekends is it's one thing to say that you surrender your addiction. It's another thing to surrender to the process that would treat the addiction or take care of the problem or get it out of your life. That's what we're going to see people do, surrender to the process. Well, we're just coming up the end of July here. If you haven't made a gift in July to this ministry, would you do it? Would you help us through this summer? You know that we can't do this without the support of people like you. And so maybe you've never given before, and what a great thing if you could become part of our giving family. We really do need your help. And so if you've been blessed by this ministry, ask God, God, is this ministry worthy of my support? And maybe God has been transforming your heart, and all of a sudden there's a thread of generosity cropping up inside of there. And you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com and support what we're doing here in transforming lives. That's our goal. That's our mission. It's been that way for almost 25 years. Next year will be our 25th anniversary. It's simply to help people transform their lives. And if you want to be part of that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Those are the same places to go if you need help for yourself. We want to help you. We love you. We care about you. We hurt for you. We know the pain that is there. We've been through it ourselves. And we want to see you no longer have to deal in hopeless pain. But whatever pain you have, we want it to have a purpose in your life. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Dave. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, support us. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. God bless
you. Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries,
P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.